Another reason to study the Earth's past is to understand processes, past climate events, past volcanic eruptions, past sea level changes. By understanding past processes, we are much better able to predict the magnitude and frequency of future processes. One of the major issues of today is future climate change. What might happen in the next 20 years, or by the year 2100, or beyond, in the next 300 or 400 years? We will not be around, but hopefully our species will be here. For our own preservation, we need to begin to understand what the Earth might be like in the future based on the best science we have at our fingertips today. Obviously, predictions will change in time as we learn more and our science and technology improves. In a broader sense, we must sharpen our scientific awareness and literacy. We live in a scientific and technological world. Science has its imperfections, but the scientific community is continuously striving to make advances and to make it relevant and understandable for all. There are many things we will not know in our lifetime, and we will just have to learn how to deal with that. Nevertheless, scientific awareness and literacy are critically important to understanding today's world.